Moolala is brought to you by the nonprofit credit counseling agency, Credit Canada. What is the best job in Canada right now? I mean, aside from ski instructor, poutine taster, and the host of Moolala. I mean, there are others. Turns out there's a list. Canadian hiring platform Indeed has released its report for the 20 best jobs. Michelle Slater, director at Indeed, joins us now. Hello there.
Hi, Bruce. How are you?
How do you define best?
Well, I often think that my job is kind of the best job in Canada.
Me too.
But all jokes aside, we look at three different criteria to figure out what are the best jobs in Canada. And the first one starts with the opportunity. So are there a lot of jobs out there? And what has actually been the growth in the share of job postings between 2019 and 2022? The next criteria is of no surprise to any of us. It's how much money are you actually going to make? So we're looking at the salary minimum being above the Canadian median salary, which is about $65,000. And that's based on census data from 2020. And then the third criteria is flexibility. For those of us who have the opportunity to work remotely or even have an opportunity for hybrid work, we looked at jobs that had at least 10% of postings that did include that opportunity to work, not necessarily in an office or a frontline worker or in a store, but that opportunity to work remotely or in hybrid locations.
Would flexibility have been on your radar pre-pandemic? Because now it's table stakes. Like I am not going anywhere 5 days a week, but I would not have said that in 2019.
You know, I have been working for over 20 years, and up until the pandemic happened, I maybe worked from home one day a month. And typically it was because I had an appointment, maybe I was having some work done at my home or a delivery. And now for me, I spend the vast majority of time working from my home office. And frankly, I love it. But I think that for many Canadians and many employers, flexibility was a nice to have, but not something that was being demanded or not being looked at clearly as it has been as a direct result of what we've gone through in the last couple of years.
The top three jobs are data engineer, data analyst, and business systems analyst. And even outside of the top three, there are a lot of tech jobs on this list. How would you characterize that as a theme?
We're seeing the top six out of the top 10 jobs be in the tech industry. And yes, we've all read the headlines recently of some of the big tech companies going through pretty significant layoffs and hiring freezes. But if you pause for a second and think about all of the industries in Canada, whether that's industries that are in forestry or mining, all the way to retail, financial services, and even healthcare services, every single industry has a need for people who have technical skills. And so whether you're looking for a job as a data engineer, which frankly I had to look up, and it's basically someone who looks at a whole bunch of data, interprets it, and then it is actually used to be able to make better business decisions. Those types of roles are needed regardless of the industry. And so individuals who are thinking like, should I go back to school and maybe increase my education around technical skills? Have a look at this list because it could give you some ideas of what might be out there for you.
Well, I do want to follow up on that one. So for job seekers who are qualified data engineers, it's great. Like, okay, cool. I'll apply for those jobs. But for those who may not hold the qualifications or have those skills, what do you want them to take away from the list?
There's lots of things on the list that are surprising to us this year that weren't there in previous years. So if you don't have technical skills and maybe it's not an area of interest for you, there's a couple of other jobs that popped out to me, and they're more focused on workplace well-being, specifically around HR positions and even positions around environmental health and safety specialists. We're seeing this pop off the list, these workplace trends around workplace well-being, because frankly, more and more people are demanding that. In fact, we did a recent study that said 77% of people report that it's important to see information around employee well-being when considering working at a company. So jobs like that are really coming to life, not just now, but in the last couple of years.
The one that surprised me the most, dietitian. Why do you think the dietitian role was so high on your list?
It goes back to the fact that Canadians are having a much greater focus on their health. And health means a lot to different people. For some of us, it's, I better watch what I'm putting in my body. What type of food do I eat and how does it make me feel? And dietitian coming up on this list for the first time again shows this change in mindset that Canadians are having. And whether it's a direct result from the pandemic or just the change in how our society is thinking and acting, more and more workplace well-being and healthy lifestyles and thinking of that nice balance of workplace happiness is becoming much more important to Canadians. Mm.
One of the real actionable insights that I think people can take away from your list is on the median annual salary, because there is such low transparency in our culture around salary. You really don't know, you know, what people are earning who sit in the cubicle next to you. So what do you think people can glean from the salary information and use it to advocate for themselves?
Well, if you are looking at a new job or looking to negotiate what you earn, start with a couple of things. Start by first figuring out what you're worth. We've got a calculator actually on our website on Indeed.com where you can actually plug in what your education looks like, related experience, and use that to evaluate the salary that you should be earning. Do your research, talk to other people in the same type of profession that you're in, have a similar role, similar experience, and ask them quietly, can you tell me a range of what you earn? And then prepare an outline. Make sure you've got those speaking points of why you want to make a certain salary and have certain expectations of what your income should be. And lastly is stay flexible. So for some individuals, having a bit more vacation time is worth lots of money to them. And other individuals, they want to have a different benefits package. So being able to not only know what you're worth, do the research, be prepared, but also be flexible in that negotiation. It can make a big difference for individuals who are looking at either switching a job or having that annual review and having an opportunity to renegotiate what they're earning.
One of the huge benefits around sites like Indeed is there is much more efficiency for the labor market. Like you can find out what's available and how to apply and all that stuff. The downside is there is a ridiculous number of applicants. And as an employer, I see this, like you open the tap and you're flooded with people, many of whom are not even remotely qualified. For the clients, how do you ensure you cut through the noise with your application?
We've got a couple of tools available that enable matching services. So it's not like a dating service, but think of it in that similar type of environment where an employer is—
Are you swiping right at least or left or whichever direction it is?
Well, we hope they're swiping right on the right applicants for sure. But kind of thinking in that analogy as you're looking for certain attributes with an employee and you have the opportunity for this with our matching service is for those skills that people have on their resume to pop off. And it makes it a lot easier for an employer to find somebody who's got the qualifications they're looking for with the right experience and the right location as well. Hmm.
One last question before we go. One of the areas from a diversity and inclusion perspective that technology has maybe helped and hindered is how employers think about diversity. Names, for example, for an immigrant who had a very common name in another country, that is a name that is not common here. And we know that there is bias afoot as we see names or universities even that we don't recognize. How does Indeed work to minimize the bias that is inherent in the human brain?
There's a couple of things that we recommend employers watch out for is in when you have the chance to take bias out, whether that's having an open mind around maybe this individual doesn't have exactly the skill set that I'm looking for, but they're open to being trained on the job. That's one way to address maybe a different skill set. But then also in Canada, we're made up of a wonderful nation of immigrants. In fact, about a quarter of the people in our workforce right now are actually relatively new to Canada, have moved here in the last 10 years. So in order to have the right type of employee, we strongly recommend that you do keep an open mindset, that you've got a diverse set of criteria to ensure that the people who work for your company look like the citizens that all live in this wonderful country that we're part of.
Michelle, thank you for your time today.
You're very welcome, Bruce. Nice to talk to you.
Good to talk to you. Michelle Slater is director at Indeed, and she was here to talk about its recent report on the 20 best jobs in Canada.